Welcome to the HIV Australia podcast, a discussion about the community-led response to HIV. In this episode, Dr. Setsan and Dr. Gulan from Youth for Health Centre talk about the PrEP demonstration project in Mongolia, being supported by Health Equity Matters, sustainability of HIV services for key populations in Southeast Asia program, also known as Skipper 2.
Hello, everyone. My name is Setsan. I work at the Youth for Health Center NGO based in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. So we work with several HIV key populations, including MSM, transgender women, and as well as people living with HIV. And I'm here with my colleague, Holan. She'll introduce herself later. And we're here today to give you some information about our PrEP demonstration project that we implemented recently among MSM in Ulaanbaatar.
Hello, my name is Holan. I'm working as HIV project officer at Youth for Health Center NGO since 2022. I worked as PrEP counselor.
Yes, so I worked as SKPA project officer who is in charge of implementation of the PrEP demonstration project. And Hulang, she was our PrEP counselor who actually directly worked at field and who communicated with all the participants and doctors and everyone involved in the demonstration project.
Could you please perhaps explain the PrEP demonstration project and its overall purpose?
Yes, the PrEP demonstration project has been implemented in Mongolia in order to generate evidence to inform decision makings and scaling up PrEP in Mongolia. We hope that our result will inform the decision makers to include PrEP for key populations in the service guidelines and policy documents, because PrEP implementation in Mongolia is quite limited. Even though since 2014, PrEP has been included in the HIV service guideline, it was only for the serodiscordant couples. And when we look at the data, the implementation of PrEP was also so limited that only, you know, 1 to 2 people used PrEP in a year. So there was really need to scale up PrEP in Mongolia, specifically to those who are in greater need of PrEP and who are the key populations. In Mongolia, actually, HIV prevalence is concentrated among men who have sex with men as well as transgender women. So we designed the PrEP demonstration project among MSM in Ulaanbaatar, and we implemented the PrEP demonstration project between 2020 to 2022. So in 2020, we mainly did the designing and preparation, and also we get our protocol of PrEP demonstration project discussed by the National Center for Communicable Disease Scientific Committee, and as well as Ethics Review Board of Ministry of Health. So with the approval of those agencies, we were then able to start enrollment and data collection starting from May 2021. And our field work continued until June 2022. And now we are almost finished with the final report development. So the purpose of the project is really to demonstrate feasibility and acceptability and also demand for PrEP among the key populations, and also acceptability from both service providers and the key populations perspective.
Okay. Can you share any interesting findings from the project?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So right now, actually just recently in late May, we have disseminated our final results to the stakeholders. And we documented 89% acceptability for oral PrEP among the eligible participants and 83.6% uptake. And early continuation was 47.3% as well. Continuation until 12 month was 20%, and no severe adverse events was reported. During the demonstration project, we actually offered two different regimens of oral PrEP, daily and event-driven. So initial choice of event-driven and daily regimens were equal, and most people decided to stick to their original regimen throughout the demonstration project. But interestingly, more people with event-driven PrEP came for follow-up visits. Among the daily PrEP users, PrEP intake at least 4 days in the last 7 days varied between 64 to 80% during the follow-up visits. But for event-driven PrEP users, correct intake of precoital doses during the last 6 was reported initially 46.4 at month 1 and increased to 75% at month 2. Similarly, the correct intake of postcoital doses was reported around 40% at month 1 and increased to 75% at month 12. So from month 9 and onwards, the intake of correct pre- and postcoital doses were observed by the similar percentage of people, ensuring full protection against HIV among them. So it's also critical to note that while many MSM were not continuing PrEP, those who continued taking PrEP had actually reasonably good adherence. And throughout the follow-up visits, we did the follow-up visits at month 1 and month 3, 6, 9, and month 12. So throughout the follow-up visit period, there were no HIV seroconversions detected. And also it's important to highlight, while service providers expressed concern about the possibility of increase in condomless, and also with the increase in PrEP use, but the project documented no significant change in condom use. Also, there is no significant change in STIs as well. Also, this is not the final results, but according to our interim results, we actually offered a daily diary to the participants, which is a simple tool capturing their sexual behavior and pill intake. And around 40% of our participants agreed to fill out the daily diary and submit during the monthly monitoring. So according to the interim result, a total of 481 sexual acts happened, and all sex acts reported were protected with PrEP, and 51% were protected with both PrEP and condom. So this is also really related to the no HIV seroconversions detected and no significant change in STIs as well. So Kulang, please tell me, were the participants able to access support during the project?
We have provided some services to participants under the project, including STI test and treatment, serum creatinine level testing, HIV testing, of course, and counseling, as well as clinical examination by a physician for free of charge. There was a hotline to support participants on any issues to discuss, advice, and link them to relevant services. The participants would dial whenever they have questions or concerns, and the PrEP counselors were there to help them address those concerns. It was a 24/7 hotline, which was even still available 6 more months post demonstration project. Also, for some participants who were not covered by the health insurance, the demonstration project supported the health insurance free for them so that they can have access to free PrEP ARV. With this health insurance support, they had access to all types of health services under the health insurance, not only PrEP. Science Day demonstration project was implemented during COVID-19 pandemic. We also had to make some arrangement on PrEP distribution. Home delivery of PrEP was made available for those who were not able to visit the sites to pick up PrEP.
So interesting, so that they don't get out of stock on PrEP when they need it to take them.
Okay. System. What worked and didn't work during the project?
Yes, so what worked and didn't work during the project? We just start maybe providing some field information around this question first, then.
Okay. Participants were able to self-assess their risk for HIV. They also regularly came to the quarterly visits to receive testing and clinical examination. It worked well for the most participants, but for a few, these regular visits were not feasible due to the work or time availability.
I see. So it means that the design of the demonstration project worked for the most, but these regular visits and maybe all those demonstration project data collection related procedures were not feasible for few, right?
All the STI cases were referred to HIV STI cabinet, which is based at the National Center Communicable Diseases for Treatment. Treatment coverage among participants who were diagnosed with STI was 100%. We think this was a successful STI screening among high-risk immunosim.
I see. So you said earlier that participants were also able to self-assess their risk for HIV, right? And then also there was this eligibility criteria for the participants in order to receive PrEP about assessing their risk as well. So it means that the demonstration project actually included high-risk MSM and also linked them to STI services that otherwise they might wouldn't seek. And then it's really great that the treatment coverage was 100%.
Okay. Home delivery of PrEP helped the participants who work full-time and not able to visit the sites during working hours to have access to PrEP as delivery was made outside working hours.
This is also great that you really received also for some participants due to their working hour and time availability that they were not able to visit for the follow-up visits, but they were still maybe able to receive the drugs and meet with the communicate with the counselors accordingly, right? Okay, so also I would add that it is actually important to acknowledge that the PrEP program provided an opportunity to screen for STI among PrEP users and leading to early detection and treatment. It's important to highlight this as well. And this project was implemented in close collaboration with the Ministry of Health and National Center for Communicable Disease. And one important thing is also that the close working relationship, ongoing dialogue, and data sharing and evidence-driven advocacy with the Ministry and National Center for Communicable Disease, this has resulted in the revision of the guideline and the procedures of STI, HIV, and AIDS treatment and care, which was approved by the Health Ministry in April 2023. PrEP has been included in this policy document, but not yet fully detailed out. We will advocate this further to have a detailed procedures and guidelines specifically for PrEP to support its implementation and scale up in the country. But this is a big progress that's supported by our demonstration project, I would say. And considering PrEP users' preference for service delivery sites, at Youth for Health Center, Community Clinic, and National Center for Communicable Disease, a KP-friendly environment and confidentiality are critical to PrEP service delivery. And I would say what worked well during the project is that we provided a KP-friendly PrEP service to our participants. And when we scale up PrEP, the service providers should be trained to deliver service to the KPs, upholding and ethics and values of service delivery according to the newly developed PrEP guidelines. And it should include maintaining confidentiality and other KP considerations and sensitization topics as well.
Okay.
So Kulang, what challenges did the project face? Did you have to overcome any barriers?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For a few participants, it was challenging to make appointment for the follow-up visits and lab tests. It even caused a few people to stop PrEP. Mm-hmm. PrEP counselors also face challenges in contacting participants as they often change the phone numbers and to not inform.
Mm-hmm. I see. I understand that the COVID-19 pandemic led to also delay in initiating the PrEP demonstration project. So I want to also highlight that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the enrollment started at only one of the two planned sites in May 2021. It also limited the options of PrEP sites for the participants. And this delay in recruitment was discussed with UNAIDS and the steering committee. And eventually it was decided that enrollment will continue throughout the project period until 15th June 2022. Yes, this was mainly to maximize PrEP uptake, but however, because of this ongoing recruitment for 1 year, none of the participants didn't have the opportunity to have PrEP for the whole 12 months period, and only a few did. Though the protocol was developed for MSM, during the implementation, we observed demand PrEP among transgender women as well. And they expressed their interest and consented to participation, regardless of the tools that are designed for MSM. So they were included after obtaining permission from NCCD and Ethical Review Board as well. So yeah, I would say these were the challenges we faced during implementation of the demonstration project.
Okay, so where can we find more information about your study?
Mm-hmm. So the information about our study, it actually has been made available at the testforub.org platform, which is a test prep sex repeat test for UB campaign that was implemented also by Youth for Health Center NGO in Mongolia for MSM community. It is a digital campaign to promote PrEP and also HIV self-testing. And in this platform, the MSM community were actually able to be linked to the demonstration project. And also they are able to receive information regarding PrEP as well. And our study, we made our interim report available and through a fact sheet distributed to the stakeholders and community members. And now we are finalizing the final report.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will be made also available and shared online and offline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.